This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations all across the line on the Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live, the website, also on selected Salem Media Group radio stations in some of the biggest markets across America, and some leading independent stations tossed in for good measure, too, here, there, and everywhere to give us a nice cross-blend of the people that are listening to us. And also, we broadcast on the Internet, streaming live all around the world, and you can hear us anywhere on the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, and to the FedEx and the UPS drivers, and our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, and all you guys and gals out there, as well as our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, the jet fuel, and everything else that needs to be hauled so we can go and move on and do our day's work. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. It's a way to find us over there. And, of course, our website is the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. You'll find our podcast over there, as well as on 53 other podcast sites across the United States. And, of course, on some of the ones that you probably are listening to us now, our podcast is also over there. All right, well, let's start out with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Mr. Kyle, and welcome back.
Well, thank you, Captain.
All right, and now we're going to find Frank Silvato up there, probably with a cold towel around his neck, because I think it's going to be scorching up there today. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
All righty. Now, I hate to ask this, but it was pretty warm up there yesterday, and I've got this weather map opened up here. I mean, you guys are like fire engine red all the way through there.
Yeah, we're gonna be in the upper 90s all week long, and with that comes the chance of severe thunderstorms each and every day. So
yeah.
It's the season to be electrified.
Yes, and they were getting them last night up there along the Illinois and Kentucky and Indiana border, and they're still kind of hanging up in there, moving to the east and moving south, as the case may be. Now, are you guys ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
Of course. Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag of the United States of America,
and to the republic
for which
it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty
and
justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Frank, we had a little spy party going on off the coast of Alaska over the last few days with a Russian and Chinese flotilla, joint flotilla, floating around out there with a couple of our big destroyers just kind of saying, okay, boys, this here's the line. Don't cross it.
Yeah, that's, Russia and China are flying the flag of the middle finger to Joe Biden.
Sure.
And the West. You know, when you don't have a leader for the free world that is willing to show that he has a spine, he or she has a spine, you get authoritarian regimes doing things like this. And Biden is a very, very weak leader. China knows it. Russia knows it. That's why they're pulling all of the things that they're doing around the world. Now, we never used to see this at the borders of the United States because our military was respected and feared by those two countries. They're not today. They see the reports of diversity, equity, and inclusion, and we need to have, drag queen story hour for this, and we have to have our pronouns correct coming out of the Pentagon. And that they scratch their heads and giggle and laugh. That's not what a fierce fighting machine is supposed to look like. And to have leadership like that at the Pentagon, telegraphing that kind of ridiculousness around the world, is an insult to the men and women of the U.S. military who still comprise the most potent fighting machine on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
So this administration can't end soon enough so that we can restore the dignity of the people who wear our uniform.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't disagree with a word you said, and I definitely know that regardless of who comes back, and by the way, there is quite a push right now, not in favor of Joe Biden or the Democrats, but trying to figure out who's going to take his place, how they're going to do it, and they know that they've got to get their act turned around, because even the Democrats are shaking their heads at what's going on because it's starting to hurt them in their wallets.
Yeah, and you have to wonder, and this is where, and we've been talking about this for years, the Democrats are controlled by the far-left progressive, which is now literally a neo-fascist wing of that Democrat Party.
Mm-hmm.
If they're looking for a viable candidate with name recognition, they've got a Kennedy in the running, and they won't give him the time of day. So while they're walking around trying to figure out, well, who are we going to get? Who are we going to get to knock Biden out of the box so we have a potent candidate for 2024 against the Republicans? It's, here's a guy with a legacy. He's got an assassinated president, assassinated attorney general who was running for president. It's supposed to be almost a royalty name in the United States, and the Democrats want to pretend like he's not even in the race.
Yeah. Hold that thought, and Kyle, we'll be right back with you and with Frank Salvato right after these messages on the Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning edition. Hope you're having a good day. Stay cool wherever you're at. Stay cool. All right, we'll be right back with more.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens. Retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
In the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Nissan. Yep, they're the ones that all the Nissan dealerships you hear me talking about have been for a number of years now. Moss Nissan, of course, the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMS, firefighter, or police, active or retired, and all church pastors too, active or retired, get a tremendous opportunity and an offer given to you on your new or your pre-owned car. Now, they also have what's called Moss Care for the life of your vehicle. Now, as long as you own that vehicle, you'll get free oil changes and free tire rotations like clockwork on a regular basis. And, of course, also, their dealerships conveniently located for those of you in the North Country, just north of Tampa, and only about a 40 to 45-minute drive away at 19 and 54, is Newport Richey right there. And you'll see the big flag, the great big American flag, at least a mile away. When you get there, you'll see that flag up in the air, and you'll know you're headed the right way. Now, also, the Nissan and the Acura dealership side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and you'll be able to see them the same way. Look for the big American flag and look for the dealership side-by-side. And then the all-new, brand-new Moss Nissan dealership in Brooksville, Florida. That's a beauty. State-of-the-art. Everything you could possibly think about that you could find out about a car, you'll find out when you pull in there and you pull in that platform they got there, and it tells you, it gives you a diagnostic of the engine without having to plug anything in or doing anything. It's just, that's the way it works. It checks it out that way. All computerized. Their computer talking to your computer. Now, you can also, while you're there in Brooksville, State Route 50, up against the Suncoast Parkway, Suncoast Expressway, right there on the west side of town, you can also go online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. and check and see what they have available, both new and pre-owned. And don't forget, you can tell them the captain sent you. And whatever it takes to be the best in the nation is their motto. So take them up on what they have to say. You're going to love it. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And back to Kyle Warren from undergroundusa.com and also the author of a new book called Nullification. Check it out. You're going to like it, right?
Well, I hope so. I hope it sparks you to want to implement what is outlined in the book and get in touch with your state legislatures to move the country back to the right direction.
Yep, and I will have some books in my hand here in the next day or so. So, therefore, when you see us down at the gun show in Sarasota on Saturday, I'll have some with me, as well as over at the Tampa Trump Club next week. And, yes, they will be for sale, very reasonably priced. Now, Kyle, you had a question for Frank?
Yeah, I did. Good morning, Frank. You know, you were mentioning about RFK Jr., for example, that the Democrats have an alternative here. It's either him, it could be somebody else. But what is going to be the tipping point here? Are the Democrat Party elite? Do you think that they will have a conversation with Joe Biden so much so that he steps down, or do you think that they want to go the road of primarying him, if they even go this direction, or are they waiting for something else to happen? Are they waiting for Trump to be to really be the nominee before they make a change, or not be the nominee before they make a change?
Well, I think they have to go with the incumbency, whether it's Biden and his ineptitude or not. I mean, remember, we're not dealing with an individual administration here. I know people want to believe that this is Biden and all the people that he's always known all his life, and they moved into the White House, and there we are. This is Obama 2.0. You've got so many people who are in the Obama administration behind the scenes, pulling the strings, in his cabinet, in his inner circle. And they have literally executed a third term for Barack Obama. So they're not really upset with the Biden presidency because they're still moving their agenda forward, the ideological radicalism that Obama brought to the table. So they don't mind that Biden might be the incumbent that's going to run against the Republican nominee. Rank and file Democrats are the ones that are saying, hey, we've got to do something because this is a disaster. The neo-fascist left are fine with the status quo. So this is where Kennedy is making his inroads, the fact that he is polling like in the upper 20s, I think it is now, a little less than 30, with the Democrats. That's all coming from the traditional Democrat voter. So if anything is going to happen where it comes to a head, where there's a radical change, it's going to be because there is a fissure in the Democrat Party between the neo-fascist left and the traditional Democrats. And that fissure is long overdue. It's long overdue. The progressives, and I call them neo-fascists now because by definition that's what they are. They have been running roughshod over the majority of the Democrat Party for decades. And it's time that the traditional Democrats, both voters and in the political circles, start pushing back and putting them back in their place. I'm not saying to silence them. I don't want to cancel anybody. But right now, the radical left is grotesquely, overweighted when it comes to their influence in proportion to their demographics. And because the media runs interference for them, you're starting to literally brainwash the new voters and people who are becoming politically aware in the country to believe that that's what Democrats have always stood for. You know, when Kennedy's an outsider, that says something.
Yeah. Let's bring in a caller here. Beg him and Bob, what's going on?
Yeah, I just wondered if, assuming that Biden probably won't be the nominee, he won't last until the next election. Do you think it will be Kennedy against Newsom, and will that be a real big fight? All right, that's it, Cap.
Go ahead.
Hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. That's if something happens to him, let's say he gets Clinton, and all of a sudden it is Newsom against Kennedy, there is your test. Will the neo-fascist contingent that now has, like, just its talons into the flesh of the Democrat Party, mm-hmm. will they prevail? Or will traditional Democrats have, like, a blue dog wave where they push the neo-fascists back to the extreme edge where they belong? So, you know, from a Republican's point of view and a constitutionalist and a conservative's point of view, that's a battle we would like to see, because it's going to damage the contemporary brand of the Democrats that is so far left they get along better with the communist Chinese mm-hmm. than the people who are actually believe in freedom over here in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got something to say about that, and this is kind of going along with what you're saying. We haven't said much about the Generation Zs or the Generation Xers, and there are signs now that the younger generations, as they become a little bit older, are becoming more conservative. Now, more and more recent polling is showing that President Joe Biden, who, of course, is the current frontrunner for 2024, is about as unpopular with the Gen Zers as with everybody else. Just pick a name. Now, young voters are also increasingly dissatisfied with the Democrats, with 47% wishing that there were more than two major parties. And I'm telling you, I've been watching this, and yeah, there's more Generation Zs that are coming up that could be voters, but they don't vote.
Yeah, the Gen Xers have taken almost a radical turn to be more conservative, but they're following the traditional trajectory of when you get older, you tend to become more conservative because you know more. You know, you've gathered knowledge about things. You kind of understand the way things work, and when you know that, you tend to go a little bit more progressive. The Gen Zers, they're the new demographic coming up, and there's a lot of them, but they're apathetic. They're apathetic. They've gotten everything handed to them, and when they don't get it their way, they tend to pout and just shut down. Now, even in the South, we're seeing that Gen Zers are doing the traditional things as it breaks across the red state lines. They tend to vote red, but they're only coming out in 25%. So,
hold that thought, my friend. Folks, we'll be right back with Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. He's going to stick around. Kyle, you hang on. When we come back, I know why Kamala Harris isn't popular around the country. I know why. And they're the ones that are saying it, not me.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate Donald Trump's legal team has until the end of the day to respond to special counsel Jack Smith's motion for a protective order. Smith filed the motion on Friday after Trump posted on Truth Social, quote, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you," end quote. Trump pleaded not guilty Thursday to criminal charges connected to January 6. Trump calls the Department of Justice weaponized, and what they're doing to him constitutes election interference. President Biden heads west this week. He'll be visiting Arizona to tout his economic policies. Biden will also travel to New Mexico and Utah as part of the trip. The White House said Biden will spotlight the one-year anniversary of the Inflation Reduction Act. Biden's western swing is scheduled to end Thursday. The U.S. women's soccer team World Cup shootout loses to Sweden yesterday and is now out of the event. Lance Pry, USA News.
What if Xtendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Xtendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Xtendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Xtendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Xtendivite today. Xtendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Okay, we are going to do it. We're going to remind you that this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by Relief Factor. Yep. Relief Factor, with a combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, they will help you to support your body's natural response to inflammation and pain and swelling, and it will lower or eliminate that pain that you've got associated, whatever the problem is you got going on, right straight at the source. Now, it's 100% drug-free. I've been taking it for over 13 years now, and it's 100% botanical and fish oil product, too, made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. Simply put, it works, and it'll support a healthy response to inflammation and decrease the discomfort that you're in. With a convenient individual packets, four little capsules in a packet, you take one when you have your first meal in the morning, breakfast, which is, in my case, anywhere from dark 30 to noontime or 1 o'clock. But whatever it is, that's when you do it. And, of course, it supports healthy joints and muscles. And all it costs is $19.95 for the three-week quick start. Now, you get that by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And in the words of Kyle Warren, Relief Factor does what?
All you have to lose is pain.
There you go. And that's the big part about it, folks, is to get rid of that nagging and aching pain and the swelling and the inflammation and all that. ReliefFactor.com/captain, $19.95 on the three-week quick start. Give it a try. I'm sure you're going to find out what hundreds of thousands of people have already found out, and that is that it works. Okay. Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com, is back with us. Mr. Frank, to finish our little point here, so far, Generation Z has been more loyal to the Democratic Party than any other age group, playing a large role in stopping a projected red wave in last year's midterm elections. Now, older, more conservative generations are dying off, which means that they're speeding up because they're getting more and more people. For example, since 2016, there's about 30% more than what there was right now at that point back before. But like I said, the problem is the analysts have been foreshadowing that Generation Z's rise to political power for years doesn't necessarily result in votes.
No, and when you only have a quarter of a demographic voting, it becomes neutralized. And they have the Gen Zers actually have a good reason for being milquetoast about the Democrats and Joe Biden. That's because they were promised a package of goods in student loan relief that was completely unconstitutional. And it was, don't worry about it, we're going to make it happen, we'll figure it out. Well, the bribe didn't come through. The Supreme Court said you can't just cancel debt. It doesn't work like that. You can't turn loans into grants. That's not what it is. This is a contract. You know, they even kind of alluded to the fact that the federal government shouldn't be in the business of handling student loans to begin with. It should go back to the financial institutions who absolutely wouldn't be doing any loan forgiveness. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you hear that, hey, vote for me, I'm going to make sure that we're going to erase $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $55,000 worth of your debt, and then the rug gets pulled out from under you and he tries to tell you, well, it's not my fault. The people in Generation Z who actually are thinking people said, well, the Supreme Court ruled that it was unconstitutional. Maybe you shouldn't have made that promise in the first place. How am I supposed to believe you on anything else? That feeds into that apathy I was talking about in the last segment.
Mm-hmm.
This is an apathetic group so far. They were apathetic to begin with because Gen Zers were smack dab in the generational manipulation that said, hey, everybody gets a trophy. Everything you do is wonderful. There are no consequences for your actions. And, oh, by the way, if you want to identify as a doorknob, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when they become adults, they don't get their way. They don't get the $250,000 a year job. They don't get the automatic house. They don't get to live like their parents raised them in because their parents worked for a living, went to school, paid back their loans, did everything. They get disillusioned and the apathy sets in. And now, because gratuitous politicians are trying to grift off a generation that hasn't been educated in civics, well, now the apathy is going to grow. So I'll be surprised if that 25% doesn't drop down to 20.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Kyle, I know you had something you wanted to ask.
Yes, we heard from Alan Dershowitz here just recently where he's talking about the indictments against President Trump looking more like a banana republic land, basically. And Dershowitz kind of put an interesting spin on it. He said, I have a constitutional right to vote against Donald Trump for the third time. And in Dershowitz's manner, he's pointing out the idea that people should have a choice of who to vote for, but yet going after Trump in this way is trying to literally cancel out an entire candidacy.
Absolutely, and I agree with him wholeheartedly. And this isn't just one guy's opinion. This is a guy who is a professor emeritus at Harvard Law. His opinion matters. And the fact that he is calling out Jack Smith on this is telling, and it should be damaging to Jack Smith's credibility. You know, when you look at the four counts, they're all predicated on, well, this is the narrative that we've shopped. Whether it's true or not, it's the prevailing narrative that everybody accepts. And, well, it may or may not have happened, but we're going to see it happening this way. It's a very hollow indictment. And he's right. This is what they do in banana republics. People who don't believe that they can win in a Democratic-style election go after their opponents to hobble them with what they believe is the law, to remove them from contention. And that's the point that Dershowitz is trying to make. I have, as Americans, we have the right to vote on this. If the left doesn't like Donald Trump that much, then show up at the polls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if Americans believe Donald Trump is that they made a mistake last time and they want to reinstate him, they should have the right to show up at the polls and vote for him. But if you're going to start searching for things, you know, it's the old adage, if a cop car is following you long enough, pretty soon you're going to do something where he could pull you over. And when you have an entire special counsel's unit, funded by the American taxpayer, by the way, including the millions of people who voted for Donald Trump,
yep,
their tax dollars are being used to go after him, too. When you've got a special counsel dedicated to, let's see what we can find that will stick, that is Banana Republic.
Let me get this out there before we run out of time. Formerly Kamala Harris staffer, this is a headline story kind of right now on Fox. A former Kamala Harris staffer says the VP is unpopular in polls because she's a, quote, black woman, end of quote.
Yeah, they're going to try and play the race card to cover up her unintelligent ineptitude. So, yeah, if America doesn't support Kamala Harris, this aide is trying to say, then you're just racist.
Mm-hmm.
Are we done with the race card yet? Everybody rejected CRT except for the hard left. Everybody rejected the 1619 project except for the hard left. And now they're trying to throw that into your face again? This is a boy who cried wolf moment beyond what is acceptable. You know, you've got people now who are saying, you want to call me a racist? Yawn. Okay. Because they use it for everything. Kamala Harris isn't liked because she isn't qualified for the job.
There you go.
She's an intellectual midget. Every time she gets in front of a microphone, she just spews word salad.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she's called on the carpet, like DeSantis wanted to do with her about her lie about the Florida curriculum standards,
mm-hmm,
she runs and hides like a coward.
Sure.
That's not a vice president. That's somebody who's occupying the observatory and breathing the air that she's not worthy to breathe. Democrats should be trying to figure out how to throw her under the bus, not try to throw out the anchor of racism again, because people are tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anybody who's still debating the race problem in the United States, except for the extreme left who use it disingenuously.
Okay, Mr. Frank, we will talk to you on Friday. Have yourself a great day.
Say hello, my friend.
All righty, Frank Silvato. And Kyle, you hang in there. We'll be right back for Patrick Kyle and the Sports Zone quarterback. Going to talk a little baseball. Got a little interesting on Saturday night in, I don't know, I guess you were playing in Cleveland. Maybe not. Might have been playing in Chicago. But anyway, those two teams are together, and I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are,
He doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this portion of the program being brought to you by Dominick's Blinds and Decor. Remember, they're the best when it comes to blind shades and shutters. I've been working with them since the beginning of this radio show, and they are really the best at what they do, and I will vouch for that all the way to the bank. Now, from installation to parts and cleaning, they're the ones to call. Make sure you tell them that I sent you, the Captain sent you. They are located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Stop on in or call them at 941-922-2345. Now remember, you need to have some parts, you need to have some cleaning, you need to have some installation. They'll do all of that. And even if you're outside the area, say you're up there in the north somewhere and you can't find what you're looking for, well, why don't you check out Dominick's Blinds and Decor? Their number, 941-922-2345. They'd be happy to talk to you, 941-922-2345. Or if you're locally here in the area, just schedule an appointment or stop on by the store, whichever works for you. Now, they are local, they are experienced, they are Dominick's Blinds and Decor. 941-922-2345. Okay, it's time for that sports guy. Let's see where he's at.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, Patrick Hyland is here, and let's see, Kyle Warren is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. How are you, sir?
Doing great, thank you. How are you?
His team is winning.
Doing good, man. Glad you guys are both doing well, and happy Monday to everybody. And
Stop right there. Happy, and congratulations. It is National Purple Heart Day
to all those recipients of the Purple Heart, the Military Order of the Purple Heart, happy Purple Heart Day.
Well, hey, thank you for everybody who has a Purple Heart, because I always say that, Captain, let's take care of the people that were willing to take a bullet for us. And I was going to get into baseball, but you hit a nerve with our women's soccer team taking a knee. Last time, you know, a lot of people follow, you know, USA Sports because it's USA Sports, and that's why they watch, men or women's. Maybe you ought to show a little respect when that's the situation. I think I'd get an amen from you on that, Captain. Is that fair to say?
How about this? Worst television ratings ever, worst performance so far for the women's soccer team, and all of this nonsense that was going on had to be part of it. I did show a picture, and I did share one on my Facebook page of the three girls standing up with their hands over their hearts when the national anthem was played, and all the rest of them were on their knees. I wanted that picture to be there to get the message across.
God bless you for doing that, Captain. That's ridiculous. Time and place, man. I am the first to say you have the right to say your piece on TV, on radio, in front of the courthouse, but doing it at the right time, the right place. And when people don't acknowledge that, your message doesn't come across, nor should it. Matter of fact, it shouldn't even be talked about, really.
Not one other country did that.
There you go. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just disrespectful. It is.
And they should just be booted off the team and never brought back, period, the ones that did that.
Exactly. Yeah. People think it's just a piece of cloth. It means a lot more than that, and that's what you have to look at. Look at the symbolism of something. Everybody likes to try to make light of the cloth or a book or a picture. Look at what it means, what it symbolizes, folks. Common sense really could go a long way. So anyway,
let's go play some baseball.
Let's do some baseball, Captain. How about them Rays? They're trying hard. Tampa Bay Rays are 68-46, and the Baltimore Orioles are 70-42. So they're three games out. You know, Baltimore's playing at a 625 pace, Captain. That is just unbelievable. Kyle knows, you know, that's a foreign pace also. It's got to give credit where credit's due. Normally, if you play 600 ball, you're going to win your division. It's going to look like 615 for the AL East this year. And I think it's going to come down to the Rays and the Orioles. I don't see really anything changing there. Maybe the Blue Jays, if they got really hot, could give them both a run. But there's not much time left. There's 50 games or less for most teams, and that's what it's going to come down to. The Twins, they're four games up now in the Central. I think they'll probably win that against the Guardians, but you never know. It's going to be close in that division also. But the real dogfight's going to be there in the AL West with the Rangers, Astros, Mariners, and Angels. All four of those teams, if they could get hot, could win that division. And the Angels did everything they could, as Cal can attest to try to make that final push. And I think we're going to see what they're made of. I respect the owner out there for giving that a shot. A lot of owners wouldn't have done that, Cal, so you all should be happy out there out west in L.A., especially with the Angels, and I think you are. Is that fair to say?
Well, yes, and of course, yeah, I think they wanted to try to do something great, but we'll see.
Exactly. Well, the Braves are really running hard in the NL East. I don't see them being caught. They're the best team in baseball. They've won 70 games. They're at a 642 pace. That's just going to be tough. Phillies might be able to get a wild card. Like we always talk about, you get to the playoffs, anything can happen. The Marlins have been a little bit of a surprise to play over 500. I don't think they have enough to make the wild card. But, again, if they could get on a hot streak like they did earlier this year, anything can happen. The really surprise recently is the Cubs. Okay, they're only less than two games away from the Brewers. Everybody was counting them out in July, except yours truly, and people thought I was nuts. But I said, you just don't know. That team has some fight in it, has a chance, and things can happen there at Wrigley Field the last 20 years that'll surprise you. So the Reds and the Cubs and the Brewers, it's going to be fun. See that division out there in the Midwest for everybody. And then the Dodgers, they're just playing great. But the Giants have made a surprising charge, too, now. They're only four games back of the Dodgers. So that's pretty much up to date on baseball. We'll have preseason football starting up this Friday. All the teams will play and this weekend. So it'll be a lot of fun to follow our teams and see what happens. The NASCAR race yesterday, gentlemen, there was a rain out. So they're going to have to play the rest of the race today at 12. And they got 75 of the 200 laps in. So during lunch break, people can catch that race and have some fun. And obviously baseball tonight. And, that's pretty much up to date on the sports front of everything. And, I'm here for people. If they need any help with their insurance needs, give me a call. Love to hear from you. See if I can save you some money, help you out. See if I can get you a better policy. It's worth your while to give me a call. Easy number, 813-966-1052. Again, the number's 813-966-1052. Call me for any insurance needs. If I can't have them, I have a colleague who can help you. So feel free to do that. Captain will let you know that I've helped him out and several other people, and I can do the same for you if you give me the chance. Captain, always a pleasure. God bless you. I'm glad you reminded me about Purple Heart Day, and thank you for all our military personnel, because freedom isn't free. Cal, always a pleasure talking to you about sports also, and I wish you a wonderful day and everybody out there. Take care and be safe, everybody.
All right.
Thanks, Captain.
All right. Patrick Hyland, Sports Zone quarterback. Go over to Facebook and look up The Sports Zone, and that'll be Patrick Hyland and his crew over there Sunday mornings here, heard on my flagship station. Well, Kyle, we covered a lot of ground again tonight, and we got it out there about the Generation Z and the Generation Xers and all that. This is the stuff that people should be told about, and they're not.
Well, that's right, exactly, yes.
I mean, it's okay to run a poll, but then you should be telling people where you're getting the numbers from and what the numbers mean and who's actually worth more in terms of their thoughts and ideas instead of the other group, because you got one group that just doesn't vote.
Yeah, unfortunately so. Hopefully that can start changing as people get more interested.
Yep. Now, I'm just watching something here. The some NBA fans and a few players are furious over one of the Florida basketball teams that gave money to the Ron DeSantis PAC. Well, my God, he is the governor. Jesus. Unbelievable. All right, Kyle, I'll talk to you tonight in a Redidio.
Sounds good, Captain. Take
Have
care.
A good one, my friend. All righty. I am the captain, folks. It's a Monday. You'll be able to hear the podcast in a little bit. And in the meantime, it's all about we the people. It's all about America. God bless America.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.